Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report and another company update, this time from Kennerland Minerals, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol KLD and on the OTCQX under the symbol NWRCF. Now that OTC listing is pretty recent, went live in the middle of August, August 16th. I am chatting with the president and CEO, Zach Flood. Now, Zach, a couple news releases for us to get to. The most important one, I think, coming out just a couple days ago on September 20th, announces that Kennerland Minerals has optioned the South Uchi project to Barrick Gold. Now, some of the details of this option agreement is Barrick does have the option to acquire up to an 80% interest in this project. The project is in the Red Lake District in Northern Ontario. For an initial 70% interest, Barrick needs to spend an aggregate of $6 million in mineral exploration expenditures, of which $3 million are guaranteed within the first 3 years. Plus, Barrick also needs to deliver a technical report for the project that shows a mineral resource of at least 1 million ounces of gold. Zach, start us off here with a little background on how this deal came together and how it fits into the company's strategy of having these interesting projects and going to some of the larger companies to get them to spend their money on exploring.
Sure thing, Corey. And yeah, I think you hit the main points on the deal there. So yeah, the Barrick agreement was announced on September 20th, as you mentioned there. They have a right to earn up to 80%. They can earn an additional 70% by funding about $6 million of expenditures within 6 years, of which $3 million are guaranteed within the first 3 years, and delivering a technical report of a 1 million ounce gold resource. They can earn an additional 10%, which would bring them to 80% by funding to a feasibility study before the 10th anniversary of the option agreement. So that's the main points of the deal and how it came about. This has always been Kennerland's strategy, is to go out and look for, you know, district scale plays and underexplored areas of prospective geology. And so this was, you know, again, pretty straightforward. When we saw the opportunity, there was a large amount of greenstone open in the Birch-Uchi Belt in the Lower Confederation Lake assemblage. That particular volcanic assemblage hadn't really hosted any major deposits until really the LP fault was discovered. Now we're seeing that there's obvious prospectivity within that package of rocks. So that's, you know, that did tick the box for us, that there was potential, you know, for a multi-million ounce system, which I think, you know, the LP will be. But just if you back up, just in general, that belt, the Birch-Uchi Greenstone Belt, hosts the Springpole deposit, which is a 20 million ounce deposit, and then right next door, the Red Lake Greenstone Belt, of course, you know, doesn't need an introduction. But so this part of the world is you know, enriched in gold. So that's kind of the most important factor when you're looking at a greenfield play, is what do you think the potential endowment could be. The next thing we always look for is, you know, areas of low exploration maturity. So an area that hasn't been explored heavily, this ticked that box too. There was only a few assessment reports of prospecting. There was no big geochemical surveys carried out here, very little drilling. So, it seemed like it was relatively, you know, underexplored. And then on top of that, there's a lot of glacial till out there, which is another box we like to tick. We want to be exploring in areas that are covered, because again, as I've said before, and everyone knows, if it was sticking out of the ground, someone else probably would have found it. So, you know, we're really focusing on the greenfield side of things. So again, we saw this large piece of ground that was open there, and we staked it in April. And then how the deal came about was, we're always kind of in discussions one way or another with, you know, some of the bigger players in the industry. We do understand that the majors are hungry for exploration. They want to be out there doing exploration, and I think they see the need to do exploration because you can't always rely on, you know, the junior complex to go out and make the discoveries, especially when the markets are tough too. There's not going to be a lot of juniors out there exploring, and sure there's some advanced projects that majors can choose from and try to purchase when they're already found, but discoveries can be made. We know that, and things like the LP, the discovery of the LP fault by Great Bear, it's a perfect example of something substantial that could be found by doing some simple kind of greenfield style of exploration. So that came together. Barrick is obviously interested in the area for similar reasons, and we were aligned on the exploration strategy here, which was really to just carry out a property-wide systematic till geochemical survey, which is being launched this week. So it's a win-win for everyone. Barrick can carry out their exploration in an area that they like, and part of our, you know, our core business model has always been to generate projects and farm them out to major industry players. Yeah, we're happy to have another agreement signed with one of the majors. We work with Newmont over in Quebec on a 170,000 hectare property that's called Chibistouan in the northern Abitibi, and also we have two projects that we're working with Sumitomo Metal Mining on, also in Quebec. So this definitely is in line with our strategy.
Absolutely. Well, and you mentioned there too, right, that you do have other projects that are under option agreement with well-known large companies. Let's talk about the exploration update that came out, was released September 8th. We're going to move through project by project just to give everybody a bit more understanding of all the work that's going on some of your projects, starting with the Fretette project. That's in Quebec, joint venture with Sumitomo Metal Mining. There's a drill program going on. Can you update us here, please?
Totally. So that's an 18,000 meter drill program that was that we scheduled this summer. We're about halfway through that program now. We have not seen any assays come in from that. We had kind of prioritized a lot of surface samples that we have taken on the property because we're gonna be out exploring a lot of those regional target areas this winter. But I do expect, you know, drill results to start coming in, and once we have a substantial batch of those results, we'll be releasing them to the market. But we could see that maybe in October. So that's the timeline for that. Things are going well there, though, in terms of drilling. There was around 10,000 meters pegged for the R1 vein, which is kind of one of the more advanced structures in the Renault area. And again, for those who aren't familiar, Renault is a gold discovery that we made about a year ago with Sumitomo Metal Mining. This is a joint venture where Sumitomo owns 80%, Kennerland owns 20%, and we are the operator of the project still. So it's been really fruitful, and drilling there is going well. Next up there on the list, the Healy project up in Alaska. So this project, we had optioned from Newmont. It was a greenfield target that they had generated for, going all the way back to 2010, 2011. It had never seen the diamond drill. We put in some shallow RC drilling in 2019, which showed that there was some broad gold mineralization associated with these, in the bedrock associated with these large soil anomalies. And this project located in the Good Pasture District of Alaska, which is well known for the Pogo gold mine, which is owned and operated by Northern Star and Australian producer. Healy this year saw the maiden diamond drill program. We put about just over 5,000 meters of diamond drilling into it. Those results, we're going to wait for the complete results from all of those holes before announcing anything to the market. That's just due to the nature of the program being, you know, very greenfield and fairly limited in scope. I mean, 5,000 meters is not that big of a drill program, so no point in sort of piecemealing hole by hole out to the market. And we'll present kind of a coherent results to the market this fall. The other project that we are operating on up in Alaska is the Tanacross project. This one's 100% owned by Kennerland. It's a porphyry copper gold system in eastern Alaska, just near the border of the Yukon. It's late Cretaceous, same age as Casino. So it's a, you know, Casino is a 3 billion ton porphyry over on the other side of the border. Just in the same belt, same age rock. So it's definitely perspective for big porphyry systems. It's a huge property. It's about 45,000 hectares. So there's, you know, some advanced stage targets on there with quite a bit of drilling, but there's a whole lot of ground out there that really hasn't even seen, you know, any sort of advanced surface work either. We, you know, we did some regional ridge and spur soil sampling in 2018 that we never, you know, followed up on. We had a big drill program in 2019 that was funded by Freeport. Those were on kind of the main target areas that had seen more work historically. But we decided this year we're going to kind of focus on regional targets, including South Taurus and Big Creek. So we did a large amount of soil geochemical sampling out there, grid sampling, mapping. We flew drone mag over both areas, South Taurus, East Taurus, West Taurus, and Big Creek. And we did a big line of Titan IP across the South Taurus anomaly. So really excited to put that all together and communicate that one to the market as well. There's some really fascinating targets that I think are going to come out of that, particularly in South Taurus, where we're kind of developing a skarn target there in the quartz mica schist, which could be similar to something like you see at Tetlin, which is a reduced gold skarn to the south of us. And then Big Creek, you know, we're not quite familiar with, or we don't quite know what the nature of mineralization is there, but it's hosted in mafic volcanics, and it's got a really large and robust copper and gold soil geochemistry associated with it as well. So those are kind of two more blue sky targets that we've been working up on the Tanacross project, and that's definitely looking exciting. There's a lot of discovery potential there.
All right, so a lot of work going on those projects. Let's also refocus back in Quebec, because there are a couple projects that are under option agreement, a couple that are also owned by the company that have work ongoing. Please update us more broadly on what's going on in Quebec, please.
I'll start with Jacobi. That's in the central Abitibi Greenstone Belt. This one's optioned to Sumitomo Metal Mining as well. There we have completed the phase three sonic drill for till sampling. So this started a couple years ago where we did a first pass till program, and there you have to actually drill through lake sediments to get to the glacial till, which sits on top of the bedrock. So it's a long process, and it's taken a number of years to really screen the entire property effectively. And, you know, after three passes, kind of refining getting higher and higher resolution on that sampling, we have now defined an anomaly we're calling Target B. And it looks like we should be doing geophysics on that coming up this fall. So that's going to include drone mag, IP, potentially EM as well. Again, you're in an area with really deep cover. There's zero bedrock exposure. So this is, you know, really kind of frontier style exploration. But there's great infrastructure around you, and you're in the middle of the Abitibi Greenstone Belt on a major deformation zone. So that negates some of the, or offsets some of the risk, I suppose, of doing this greenfield style of exploration. But it's looking like we have a nice coherent geochem anomaly that we're going to follow up on with geophysics here. And ideally, you know, we'll be diamond drilling Q1 next year. So that's really exciting. And then we have the Hunter project in Quebec as well. This one's 100% owned. There we flew a property-wide VTEM survey. This is in the southern Abitibi, north of Du Parquet, which is a 5 million ounce gold system on the Porcupine Duster. Hunter is, you know, same thing, really kind of large project that has seen very little exploration. It's got deep cover as well. The target there is gold-rich VMS, which is why we're flying a VTEM survey. But it's very early stage. That one's really early in the pipeline there. And then the Chibistawan project, also in Quebec, it's in the northern Abitibi Greenstone Belt, covers about 170,000 hectares, over 100 kilometers of a major deformation zone on the north side of the Abitibi there. And that one is optioned to Newmont Corporation. We are the operator on that project. Last summer, we completed the property-wide till geochemical sampling, so covering that entire 170,000 hectares, which was a massive effort. And we generated a few areas of interest out of that data set that we have followed up on this summer. So that was the phase two soil geochemical survey. And we've completed that. We're planning some follow-up prospecting because some of these areas have really come together in terms of the geochemical anomalism. So we want to go in there and start to really try to find some indications of mineralization to fingerprint what we're actually looking for. You know, and that's the thing with these big property-wide surveys is you kind of start big and just do the systematic work of sampling, and then hopefully that will, you know, bring you into an area with strong geochemical anomalism, and then from there you can really start to get more granular with prospecting. And then, you know, once you've identified the style of mineralization, then you can apply the, you know, correct geophysical methods to refine drill targets, and then ideally follow up with diamond drilling. So that project's progressing nicely as well. And so again, I think we'll be seeing, you know, some the phase two soil geochemical results and the prospecting results sometime this fall as well.
All right, Zach, we're going to wrap it up here because that's a lot of information on a lot of the company's projects. But one thing to note is there's a handful of other projects that are also outlined in that news release, other equity and also some royalty interests. I'm going to link the news release below so everyone can read over the nice summary that you provide of all the work programs that are ongoing. And if anybody has any follow-up questions on any of these projects, feel free to email me, fleck@kereport.com. In full disclosure, I am a shareholder of Kennerland Minerals. I'll follow up as more news hits the market. Zach, thanks for the update. Have a great rest of your week.